Mr. Skin, of course, MrSkin.com. Only the best parts joining us this morning.
Well, Skin, it looks like this week is the week of the tatas. The
I try to make every week the week of the tatas for you guys. So
I thought you were going to play something.
No, but this is like mostly boob-oriented.
I just want to focus on, what's her name, Christina Hendricks in Good Girls. Now, she's not naked per se, but there's a hooter squeeze.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, I'm glad you chose that. I have a lot, you know, different things to talk about. But there's a show on, now this is on NBC. This is why I wanted to show you guys. And when I'm asked, what actress that has yet to do a nude scene do you most hope will do a nude scene? Usually my answer is Christina Hendricks. She was Joni on Mad Men, the office manager, the redhead with breasts. And Good Girl is a show about these three suburban moms, including Christina Hendricks, who get into a life of crime. It also stars Mae Whitman and an actress named Retta. But don't you guys think, like, she was fantasizing about this sex scene she had in a bathroom with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And for NBC, grabbing a little tata is pretty... I know it's not a nude scene, but grabbing tata is pretty risque for NBC, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure the censors were like, well, it's only about half a second. Okay. Cable, basic cable, USA, TNT, no problem. But NBC, that's kind of a stretch. And I like this because this is kind of like, okay, maybe she's going to get full nude here sooner than later. We're on our way.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, but I don't know. You know, if you're living on NBC, it's not, I don't see it happening, but we'll see what the future holds, you know.
Other things in broadcast nudes, you have Osmosis on Netflix, which it looks like a bunch of pasty, skinny girls with no hoots.
Well... One of the cool things about Netflix is they take shows from other countries and bring them over here. And, you guys wouldn't know about this Osmosis. It's about this dating app in Paris that matches people to the loves of their life by going through their brain for data. Mm-hmm. And what blew us away, we got it. They premiered it or released it on March 29th, a few days ago, and we went through it. We were like, holy geez, is this show loaded with nudity? And it's not going to be people you know, but this is readily available right on Netflix. And I love they do this a lot. They have Brazilian shows, and they have from French or England, and tons of them have great nudity. That's why Netflix, by far, any platform, has the most television shows for nudity.
Yeah, and they don't care over there. They whip them out when they go check the mail.
Yep.
In Paris.
Yeah, they have commercials.
Yeah.
On network television that have great nude scenes, so yeah.
All right, Skin, we'll talk to you again when Christina Hendricks doesn't reveal anything else.
Yeah, you're probably right, but anyway, okay, and don't forget, next time we talk Game of Thrones, we'll have...
Yeah.
Here. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah,
Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, only the best parts. Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Take care.